5'11", 181-pound defenseman Carl Stollery played NHL hockey in Colorado, San Jose, and most recently with the New Jersey Devils last year. But weary of riding the shuttle between the American Hockey League and the NHL, the Alberta native decided to sign with Dynamo Riga of the Russian Pro Hockey League last year, and he spent a few weeks away from the KHL in South Korea for Team Canada in the 2018 Winter Olympics, winning a bronze medal for his country. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts, those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more or give anytime online quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Carl Stollery is back with me from his off-season home up at the family farm in Alberta. So, you played in the NHL, now the KHL, the Russian Hockey League. How do the two compare?
Yeah, there's... It's difficult to compare just because the game's pretty different on the Olympic ice surface. It's just it's a different game over there, but there's the amount of skill is pretty impressive. A lot of the Russian players that people over here have never heard of are really amazing hockey players. So it's cool to go over there and see just the talent that there is. And it was a little tough to adapt to at first, the different style of game, but after a while I kind of got the hang of it and started to enjoy it, just the different style of game. So it's really high quality hockey over there, and I'm looking forward to getting back over there hopefully and continuing my career there.
All right, so you had a few American and Canadian teammates with Dynamo Riga. Did you guys form sort of a subgroup, tighter group that you hung around with?
Yeah, it's definitely natural just to gravitate together when you're kind of in the minority there of North Americans. There was just three of us finished the year there. I actually lived with one of the American guys too. So we definitely hung out a lot, which was nice just to have some familiarity there. But the Latvian guys all spoke English too, so it made it easier to communicate with them as well. But yeah, it's definitely easy just to hang out with your North American buddies a little more too. So that was nice to experience it together with them.
Mm-hmm. So you have had quite a busy past, 8 to 10 months here, playing your first season in the KHL. Then for Canada in the Olympics in South Korea. How did this maybe help you understand God's direction and purpose for your life?
Yeah, just trusting Him with my career, my life. It's something that just grows, I think, when something like this happens, going from the summer last year, just really not knowing what to do, not really knowing if I should try and stay in North America or go overseas. And but I think God just gave me that direction to take the step and go over there, and then seeing how I make the Olympic team, and I'm sitting here with a bronze medal now a year later is pretty amazing, just to see how God's hand is working in my life. And it really builds my faith to know that I don't need to worry so much. I know that He's in control, and I can just trust Him, and He's got a plan for my life. So it's been awesome just seeing what He's done.
Mm-hmm. So you are from a farm family, 3,000-plus acre farm up there in Alberta. Let me use that as an analogy here. How did the seeds of your personal relationship with Jesus get planted in your heart, Carl?
Yeah, it definitely started just from my upbringing with my family. We were a Christian family that grew up going to church, so my parents brought me to church every Sunday, and then my mom actually homeschooled me and my siblings, so she taught us the Bible growing up. And So I definitely had those seeds of faith planted in me and accepted Jesus at a young age. And then there was kind of like a drifting away in college when I moved away from home for the first time and got busy with school and hockey and was kind of doing my own thing, I think, for a bit. But then after I graduated, I turned pro. I started seeking God kind of more for myself, not just something that I grew up doing. It was kind of just the normal thing to do, but kind of really felt like God was pulling me to Him and wanting me to have a deeper relationship with Him. So I got baptized, again, not as a baby, but through my own decision. And I just started following Him more, reading the Bible, and the Bible started coming alive to me, just something that had been, I guess, more boring as a kid. Some things were not anymore. They were really relating to what I was going through in my life. And I saw God at work there. So that's kind of just a Cliff Notes version of my story. But, it's been an awesome journey, and I'm excited for what the future holds, too.
Wonderful. Well, Carl Stollery, the defenseman with the Canadian Olympic hockey team, winning the bronze medal over in Pyeongchang this winter. Thank you for coming back and taking the time here to visit with me about the Olympics, about Russian pro hockey, and about your faith. We will definitely be in touch with you in the future. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. God bless.